Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know how quickly mediation can resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-cost service available to ag producers in need of assistance resolving agricultural and environmental disputes between fellow producers, lenders, and creditors, or others, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 800-248-5465 to learn how mediation can work for you. You can also check us out on Facebook or our website at ok.gov/mediation.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Well, today's cattle futures market was weaker at one point here and did come back toward the end, especially on the live cattle. February live cattle closed up 27, put them at 124.95, and that was about 85 cents off the lows. April's up 12, June's down 32, and October down 27. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, had a tough go at it today, with January feeders down 90 at 141.87. March is down 92 at 139.60. So quite a bit of pressure here across the board for the feeder cattle. We did sort of break out of that trend or that channel we've been trading in yesterday, and we continued some of the down move here today. If you look at the August feeders, today's low of 150.70 tested the previous low of 150.80 back on the first part of January on January 2nd. So it didn't close below that, but it did test it. So there's some support broken there as well. And then if you go back to look at the high from 156 to 150.50, 120s closed today. That's about a $5 move to the downside, most of it coming in the last 2 days. We had a cattle on feed report this afternoon, which was couldn't have been any more online with what the estimates were. Placements or marketed was 105. We were looking for 105. Placements 103. We were looking for 103.4. And then on feed was 102. We were looking for 102. So across the board, right in line with what was expected here on that on feed number.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
The grain futures market action here was lower across the board. We had corn down 6 to 7 with the bulk of that selling coming in the last few minutes of trading. Soybeans were down 7 to 8 cents. Chicago wheat down 7 to 8. Kansas City down 6 to 7. And then cotton futures ended up today in March down 63 at 69.40. December down 16 at 70.54. So a lot of weaknesses on the heels of a phase one trade deal that was supposed to bring all this new buying to the marketplace here in the U.S., we haven't seen it yet, and so the market's, I guess, disappointed in that, and that's causing these hedge funds to either get out of long positions or also sell it, and also the fact that in the coming weeks, the South American crop will be really getting going on their harvest. We've already started down there. But it looks like both Argentina and Brazil are going to have pretty massive crops, and so we have a world overhang. And with the Chinese caveat that they're only going to buy under certain conditions, or it's under certain market conditions, really leaves us here in the United States puzzled. And then today we had the stock market selling off pretty hard. Currently the Dow's down about 150. That's nearly 200 off the lows. But there have been some reported corona cases in other parts of the world, including two in the U.S. So stock markets around the world are kind of jittering on that news.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.